The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey, BTN News listeners, welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 26th of April, 2018. All the best technology news we'll get you caught up on coming from the past couple of days. Coming your way, as always, in about 5 minutes. Did you notice the new Gmail? Well, if you didn't, you actually go up that little gear sign up in the right-hand corner of your browser. It says, try new Gmail. Yeah, there you go. Now, see, that's what it looks like. Yes, after all we've been hearing about, the new Gmail now is live. And I gotta say, it looks kind of nice and snappy. But the new Gmail wasn't the only thing Google rolled out to us yesterday. They also launched a new app called Tasks. And you can probably guess by that title what it's for. Now, the Google Tasks service, yeah, you're probably thinking, yeah, I'm very familiar with this. It's been in Gmail inboxes and Google Calendar for quite some time, as far as I can remember, actually. But finally, it has a dedicated app. Now, with the app, you can quickly capture tasks anywhere. You can add details and create subtasks, view tasks created from emails, and you'll be able to stay on track with due dates and notifications. Woohoo! More notifications on our phones. Just add that to the other 5,000 coming through right about now. So you can go check it out in the iOS or App Store. As far as the new Gmail goes, well, your app pretty much looks the same. All right. You remember those days of the netbooks? Yeah, come on. Raise your hand. We all bought one. Yeah, it was kind of cool, right? I got a netbook. Small little computer that doesn't do crap. Well, it may be time to dust that thing off. Because Microsoft is planning on a version of Windows 10 with limited storage devices. How limited? Well, we're hearing 2 gigabytes or less. Woohoo, that might just work. At least for some netbooks. Windows currently is calling this Windows 10 Lean. So what are we cutting off Windows 10 Lean? Well, apparently we're cutting off the registry editor. Internet Explorer? Really? That surprised me too. Of course, the wallpaper, Microsoft Management Console, and drivers for CD and DVD drives. Yeah, chances are you don't need that for your netbook. Now, apparently Windows 10 Lead is actually already part of Windows 10. Apparently it detects your hardware and says, oh yeah, okay, this is what you got. You ain't got a lot, so this is what I'm going to give you. Be forewarned, however, though, we are hearing Windows 10 Lead preview. It's very buggy. As in lots and lots of crashes. And we're also hearing, even though Microsoft hasn't said anything, you better have at least a gig of RAM to run the thing. Apparently anything below ain't gonna cut it. Hopefully that will change. We all know netbooks, they ain't full of RAM. Alexa's all over our freaking home now. It's in the living room. It's in the bedroom. Hell, now it's in the kids' room. This time, though, it's blue. Yes, get ready for Amazon's Echo Kids Edition. So what do you get in the Kids Edition? Well, pretty much it's the same as the Echo Dot. But it's going to have a little extra features because it's for kids. Now, just like all the dots, it has the far-field microphones for picking up voice commands and an option to connect it to a larger speaker via Bluetooth. However, out of the box, this comes with a year's subscription of Free Time Unlimited. What's that, in case you didn't know, or maybe you just don't have kids and never heard of it? It's a service that adds parental controls, so you can optimize Alexa for your kids' experience. Aha! I see where this is going now. The Kids Edition, actually just the Free Time Unlimited Edition for 1 year. And then after that, they're going to charge you $2.99. By the way, also the difference with the Kids Edition, it's $30 more than the standard Echo Dot. Yeah, it's priced at $79.99. Sounds like you are paying for Free Time Unlimited. Then. And finally, this one is going to go out to all of our professional and pretty much non-professional photographers out there, because this is a Casio camera. Did you even know Casio made a camera? I didn't either, except for maybe one that was on a watch. God knows the resolution sucks on that. Well, if you were a fan of Casio compact cameras, bow your head today. Casio says they're done making those things. Yeah, that company that just lit up our life with digital watches in the 80s is saying no more to the compact camera. Now, you may ask, why? Oh, why? Well, Casio cited declining demand for compact cameras. Duh! Everybody's got a compact camera in their pocket these days. It's called a cell phone. And that's really their reason they're leaving the market. The company says they are committed to the higher-end cameras still, so they'll be still pumping those out for you. That is, if you don't already have a Nikon or Nikon or whatever the hell it said. A Sony or a Canon or, yeah, a lot of other cameras out there. A lot. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, powered by uk2.net. That is the site for our podcast, the blog, and review section, all over there for you. Check us out on social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network. We're on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community. We'd love for you to be a part of it. If you're not already, come on over and join us. britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be returning to you tomorrow. Yes, indeed. A Friday edition will be headed your way. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you're having yourself a wonderful Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.